good evening, my fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world today. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Monday morning here in the USA, Monday evening that is. Don't know what it is where you're at, but hope you had a great day. We certainly have here. Another sunny day out here, and my goodness gracious, we're beginning to get worried here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County. We're in an area called the Banana Belt. The Indians named it that years and years ago. Of course, they had an Indian name for it that I can't pronounce. But it is a very mild place to live in the great Rocky Mountains here. And we've been having such mild weather here when we're supposed to be in the dead of our winter time that the fruit trees are beginning to bud. And that's not good because we're believing we're going to have some more cold weather and we may lose our fruit trees this year. That would be terrible because I sure love the freebies out there, the free apple trees, the free Bing cherry trees and cooking cherry trees and plum trees, the wonderful plum trees, three varieties, and you name it. It's just wonderful. So we're just hoping that that doesn't happen because, my goodness gracious, is it great to glean all of this free fruit and can it up for the winter time, and we certainly enjoy it. Anyway, hope you're having a great day where you're at. We're here representing another thousands and thousands of police and soldiers in our two police and military associations here. And, of course, thousands of police and soldiers around the nation and the world that love God and liberty. This is that old cop Jack McLam here speaking with you, and I'm happy to be here. And I had a very interesting conversation this morning and also had a guest on my morning program that I'm going to have on our evening program, too, possibly sometime this week. But he's an old buddy of mine, Richard McDonald. Some of you might know Richard. He's a former L.A. police officer, and he teaches states' rights and citizenship since 1985. I'll be back to talk a little bit about Richard's program and the excitement we had this morning when we return after these important messages.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, and I'm going to open the phones up tonight. We're going to have a guest on in my morning show tomorrow and also in the evening. So this is a good time for you to call in tonight if you have anything you'd like to discuss. You can call in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I want to tell you again how wonderful it was to have our dear brother Richard McDonald on, former LAPD officer, and 10 years on the force before he just called it quits. He just couldn't stand it anymore. He saw the creeping totalitarian system and the part the police were going to play in enforcing more and more laws over every part of your life, control over every part of your life. And so he left and took his retirement money out and went and did other things. And praise the Lord, since 1985, he's been teaching states' rights and citizenship and history and how to fight. One of his expertises is fighting traffic tickets, of all things. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? A former L.A. officer, 10 years on the force, teaching people how to fight traffic tickets and won and winning. He says he hasn't lost a speeding ticket since 1991. We had a great time with him on the show. I hope to have him on this week on our evening program. And you'll be just thrilled with Richard because he tells you how to attack the system in the courts, and anybody can do it. And so watch for that. We should probably have him on this week. I don't know what day yet. He's going to find out for me what evening. But we got into all kinds of things. I got to ask him questions, and I learned so much. My goodness gracious, is this man a wealth of knowledge about going to court and winning in court. Just amazing. We talked about, he had some interesting answers for me when I talked to him about the 1964 manual for the traffic officer, where an attorney, Ivan Ikeson, told of his training manual, and when asked a question, he answered it on page 33 of that manual, discussing how the operator's license, where you have to go in and trade in your right to travel for a government privilege and ask the state for a permit, a driver's permit. And this attorney, Ivan Ikeson, what a mouthful that is, in 1964, in his manual for a traffic officer, boldly admits in there, and he supports the fraud of the courts, in essence, offers this same overused lie as to why the government feels it must remove the people's rights and turn that right into a government privilege. Attorney Ikeson writes this on page 33. He says, in order to allow the state of the broad powers of control over motor vehicles, and I would say over people, which it must have to keep the roads all safe for the public, the courts had to do some juggling with our traditional ideas of their rights and privileges as citizens. Now, what do you suppose he means by the courts had to do some juggling of our traditional ideas of our rights and privileges as citizens? Well, he goes on to tell us. He says, after all, doesn't every taxpayer help pay for the roads, and therefore shouldn't everyone have an absolute right to use the roads as he sees fit? Remember, this is in a manual for traffic officers, folks. You won't ever see that manual because it's not for the public. It's in academies for police officers. Well, he says here, well, if that were true, that the public could use the roads and any time they actually felt like it because they had a right to travel, he says, well, if that were the case, then we could forget about any effective traffic control because such rights could only be controlled by a very elaborate and complicated court procedure. To get around this, he says, the courts set up the theory that the right to drive is a privilege and not a constitutional right. Privileges are subject to state control with a minimum of formalities, whereas rights are surrounded with constitutional protections that can be moved only with a legal bulldozer. And you'll be interested to hear what our dear brother Richard McDonald had to say about the government turning rights into privileges when we have him on the air. So anyway, that's a little build-up for when we'll have former L.A. officer Richard McDonald on the program. Now, let's open the phone lines up, and then I want to get into a traffic cop doing his job when we get back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. Once again, the phone lines are open. You can call in, discuss anything you'd like at 800-313-9443. And with this said, let me share with you what Charlie, our brother Charlie, sent in to us. And he said here, this is from the state of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He says, from the state where drinking and driving is considered a sport, comes the following story from Wisconsin. A routine police patrol officer parked outside a local neighborhood bar one evening. Late in the evening, the officer noticed a man leaving the bar so intoxicated he could barely walk. The man stumbled across the parking lot for a few minutes with the officer quietly observing. After what seemed like an eternity in trying his keys on five different vehicles, he managed to find his own car, which he fell into. He was there for a few minutes as a number of other patrons left the bar and drove off. Finally, he started the car, switching the wipers on and off. It was a dry night, so he didn't need the wipers. Flicked the hazard flashers on, tooted the horn, and then switched on the lights. He moved the vehicle forward a few inches, reversed it a little, and remained stationary for more than a few minutes as more patrons left the bar in their vehicles. At last, he pulled out of the parking lot and started driving slowly down the street. The police officer, I'm sure, was salivating at this point, folks, thinking, man, I got me a good one tonight. I got me an arrest for DWI, and the sergeant's going to pat me on my little behind. Anyway, the officer, having patiently watched it all this time, now started up his patrol car, put on the flashing lights, promptly pulled the man over, and carried out a breathalyzer test on the man. To his amazement, the breathalyzer indicated no evidence of the man having consumed any alcohol at all. Dumbfounded, the officer said to the man, well, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to accompany me to the police station. Apparently, my equipment is broken, the breathalyzer equipment. The man looked up at him and said, I doubt it, officer, said the man. Tonight, I'm the designated decoy. Leave it to the cheeseheads, folks. Leave it to the cheeseheads. He conned that cop, didn't he? I'm the designated decoy instead of the designated driver for all the bar drunks in there. They sent out a designated decoy. Very, very good. And Brother Charlie, thank you for sending that one in. That one made this old cop laugh. You know, I was the cop that always wrote the warning tickets in my department, sixth largest department in the police department in the United States, sixth largest department, Phoenix Police Department, 2,500 men and women under arms. I was the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. But I began to get a bad attitude, and I began to become, and I did become the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, too, when I began to say no to immorality and no to unlawfulness and anything that would violate my oath. I was repeatedly fired. Of course, they had to give me my job back every time they fired me, but that's the way it was. And I was the officer that if I pulled you over and stopped you for some reason, it was a doggone good reason, because I didn't like writing tickets to people. I looked at it as an extra tax, and the city wanted us to tax the people and write as many tickets as we could because that made revenue for the city. But I claimed I wasn't a revenue officer, and I wrote warning citations, and of course my sergeant and lieutenant and captain didn't like that a bit, because you know, if you don't write hazy tickets and non-hazardous tickets, the city doesn't make any money. When I say hazy tickets, it means hazardous, like a DWI that this officer was out to get by parking outside the bar at night. And so anyway, that made me chuckle when I read this about the officer being conned, deceived by the designated decoy. Any of you want to call in tonight and talk about your experience with some of these cops that just love to raise revenue for the city in which you live, call in tonight on 800-313-9443. All right. Who is it?
Jimmy in Texas.
Okay, let's go to Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay.
I wanted to ask you, in your opinion, as a former officer of the law, do you think that we are dealing with, let's just say, in a traffic case, for instance, with speeding? We got music?
Oh, got the music. Hang on just a minute, Jimmy.
You bet.
We'll be right back with you. Folks, you're listening to the Off Jack McLam program. We'll be back after these messages with Jimmy from Texas. Right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Let's go right back to Jimmy in Texas. Jimmy, go right ahead.
Well, what I was going to ask you, sir, is in your opinion as an officer of the law, do you think what we're dealing with in these courts with these wannabe noblemen, the so-called esquires, are they being unconstitutional or have they simply hoodwinked us into allegiance through, I'm sure you're familiar with the theory of the Uniform Commercial Code and the straw man and the corporate entities being set up in all capital names. Do you think we're dealing with something like that where they've tricked us into subjecting ourselves to a foreign jurisdiction other than a natural one, or do you think that they're just simply being unconstitutional?
Well, I think the Constitution doesn't mean anything to them. As you know, we're not in constitutional courts when we go in courts today. And so, and they know that. The judges know that. Matter of fact, some of them are bold enough to tell you not to mention the Constitution in their courts. And some of them are more sneaky than that. They don't let you know that because they're afraid the word might get out. But I think they, we know as police officers that have watched this for 25 years now, if you are not a lawyer that have proved, and we have this saying, that you're willing to shoot your mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall, you won't get promoted up to judgeships high enough to do any good at all. You know, you start off in traffic court or maybe justice of the peace in a community, and if you prove you're willing to serve the system and protect the system from the people at, in every single way, then they will appoint you up to judgeships, and then, of course, you can never vote them out because the people won't vote a judge out once they're in. And so I think they just prove that they have various levels of knowledge about what you're talking about. Some of them have very little knowledge about what you're talking about, but it doesn't matter. If they are willing to sell their souls to protect God, which they believe is the system itself, from the people, then they get promoted. So you'll find them at all levels of knowledge. Some know absolutely about all the things you're talking about and can defend against it, and others will just smack you around in the court, not physically, but beat you up real good and hold you in contempt of court and put all kinds of restrictions on you when you get into those kind of things. But you'll find if you listen in for Richard McDonald, he wins in court because he uses a system against them, and he was explaining it to us this morning. I was just thrilled and excited about his level of knowledge of how to do this, and we'll give out his website and contact information because I'm going to go there and I'm going to learn because it's been years since I've had a traffic ticket that I fought, but I like to do it. It gives you good practice, as you know, Jimmy.
I do as well. I love to fight them. I'm 3 for 3 on the last that I've had. I've won them all, and I've brought those issues up, and they don't ever seem to really want to address it. They say, well, you know, I've got a different legal theory than you do, or I had one judge down in Goliad, Texas, who he shifted from left to right and wouldn't look me in the eye, and in the end they just end up dismissing it, but you don't get a reason as to why it's being dismissed. So I guess, do you think, in your opinion, that not what the judges know, but do you think, in your opinion, that they are operating under the UCC?
I believe they are.
That's what I figured.
I'm not real smart on that, and you might call in and talk to Richard about it, because he's made that his passion for since 1985, and he could answer things a lot better than I do. But I do know that the judges that I've met over the years, some of them just don't want to study and learn about those things. I think some of them don't even understand what you're talking about. But they have a course they have to follow, and if they allow you to win and set a precedence like that, their careers would be over, and they know it. So they won't even deal with those issues. If you trap them, they'll dismiss the case rather than get cornered, as you probably found out.
I did. Hey, what is Richard's last name?
McDonald.
And are you having him on this evening?
No, he'll be on in a couple of days. He said he'd check his schedule when he could be on with us in the evening, but it'll be this week sometime.
Okay, well, I'll keep tuned in. Hey, thanks a lot for your
Jim, take care, and keep fighting the tyranny of the New World Order, man. Yes, it's down there in traffic court, too, folks.
You know what? Let me tell you one more thing. They had me scheduled for one, and I asked them about getting a speedy trial because they told me they're backlogged for a year. And they said to have a speedy trial in the state of Texas. Now you have to send in a written request.
Oh, is that so?
Have a good evening.
Okay, you take care, Jimmy. Let's go to Brad in Texas. Brad, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, hi, Jack. I have a little story about these kind of cops that want to write a bunch of tickets for you.
Yeah.
It's not a traffic incident. It's a park police. I don't know where you're actually from. I haven't listened to the show for that long.
Yeah,
but
Phoenix, Arizona. We have some police there in Phoenix.
I imagine you would.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here in Austin, Texas, and we got a nice little creek around here called Barton Creek. It's a real fun hot spot. And I was there with some friends one day, brought my dog, loved to swim in the water with everybody. And so I take him off the leash after we find a good spot to put our stuff. We head up the hill about 20 yards in the same 60 seconds. We run into this huge squad, like 6 to 8 park police, and they shout, oh, I got to go?
Yeah, hang on to that thought, Brad. We'll be back after the break, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're talking to Brad in Texas. Brad, sorry to interrupt you. Go right ahead with your thought there.
All right, no worries. I'm going to start again here. I'm in Austin, and there's a fun little outdoors place called Barton Creek, real fun place for people to be in the summertime. And this was in June. I was there with some friends and brought my dog. A lot of people bring their dogs there to swim in the water, and it's real fun. And we just got our stuff down, took the dog off the leash. We're heading to the water. We go up the hill about 20 yards. Within the same 60 seconds, we run into this squad, 6 to 8 park police, and immediately one of them points and shouts, "Dog off leash!" And this big officer, this big black guy, comes right up to me. He's like, "That's your dog?" "Yeah." And then he pulls out his little citation book and says, "What's your name?" Nothing about where's his leash, do you have a leash, which I actually did, it was like 20 yards away, or none of that at all. It's just, what's your name, starts writing out a ticket. And then he was shocked and started asking him questions, like, you know, how dare I talk to him kind of thing. And then he's like, "Well, I could get you also because you didn't have a City of Austin license, but I'm not going to do that." But he actually did. He went ahead and put that on there too. And while he's writing the ticket, some guy walks by near like a glass bottle on the ground, and he stops his writing his ticket and talks to him, "Hey, is that your bottle?" Because like he wanted to write 2 tickets at once if he could.
Yeah.
You know? And long story short, that's
revenue agent there, Brad. Perfect revenue agent. That's the kind of guys they like.
Oh, no kidding. He's an armed tax collector. That's what he is.
Yes.
And, Mike, this place is wilderness. I mean, you don't have to go through this main gate, which has a sign saying, you know, pets on leash. So, I mean, how are you supposed to know? I mean, at the water's edge, there are a whole new set of signs, nothing about pets on leash. I got pictures of it. I've never seen dogs on a leash there. I was, like, the first person I've ever seen who got in trouble for having a dog off a leash. So.
Right. Probably not the last, though.
Probably not. But the funny thing is, City of Austin ordinance says pets in the city less than 60 days do not need a city license, so that one's going to be dismissed. But that was 9 months ago, basically. I mean, this was like middle June, and I just got my court dates for the end of this month.
Wow, my goodness gracious.
In fact, one of them was canceled already.
Yeah, that's with justice, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's all I have to add. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Brad, thanks for that story. And, there's a whole group of police officers out there that are like me, believe it or not, that like fighting crime and criminals and not liking to come in. And you have to psych yourself up if you're low in hazardous tickets or non-hazardous tickets for the month. You know your sergeant's going to jump you and you won't get advancement. So So you got to psych yourself up every day to go out there and hunt the citizens. Not the criminal, but hunt the citizens to get those tickets at the last of the month. That's why I warn people, be really careful towards the end of the month, because the officers out there in your community that are short on tickets are going to be out hunting the people like game at a game preserve, you know. So sorry to hear about that, Brad, but that seems to be the way it is today. Thanks for calling in. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443. And I want to thank a Jewish officer, fellow officer of ours, for sending in this information to us. I think it's important, very important today, folks, that we study, all of us study about what is going on in the Arab nations, in the Arab heart and mind today. But it's also very important that we study what's going on in Israel and in the Jewish mind today, too. It's very, very important. The American crime families that are heading up the American or the international takeover of the Middle East, and the British international crime families that head up the British government, the international crime families that head up the Israeli government, and the Arabs. We should be studying all of that, folks, because there's so much we don't know. And I do thank our brothers and sisters who are of the Jewish faith for helping us police and soldiers that don't understand about Islam very much, or about the Zionist movement or Israel, the part that the leadership, the evil leadership there, in conjunction with the evil leadership in America and Britain, are doing in using our soldiers and spilling our blood over there for the benefit of nothing to do with the American people, nothing to do with our safety and security. So we've got this message sent over from Levy. I'll leave it go at that. I'll leave it go with Levy. That's his last name, but don't want to burn him. He's a good officer and a good brother. But anyway, he sent over this email to us from Triple W. This is something you should write down and read, folks, because it'll blow your mind, that there are Jews against Zionism. And we're learning so much here about Zionism is not the preferred movement or organization of most of the Jews in the world. Zionism is totally different than what you and I have been taught it is. So there's this group called JewsAgainstZionism.com, and that's one word, JewsAgainstZionism.com. Of course, you put a triple W in front of it. But here's something that'll just surprise you, because I was talking to some Jewish soldiers one day about their concerns about this Zionist movement in the world, and they weren't for, they were against the Zionist movement. Well, that interested me, because I thought all Jews were for Zionism, as the way I understood it. Well, here's this article. It says, a message from true Torah Jews. Now, that would mean to me Jews that believe in the Torah, the first five books of the Holy Bible. And, of course, that's exactly what it means. And it says here, it says, the state of Israel, and this is right from the Jews against Zionism, and I guess there's a lot of these people in this organization, a lot of Jews. It says, the state of Israel has declared all-out war on the Jewish people worldwide. My goodness gracious, folks, what a headline. Of course, I jumped right into it. And it says here, Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of England, told a crowd at the Rome Hotel, we are witness to a great wave of anti-Semitism. And apart from the usual anti-Semitism against Jews, there is today the added hate of the collective Jew, which is Israel. He says the best solution to anti-Semitism is immigration to Israel. It is the only place on earth where Jews can live as Jews, he said. Now, this was BBC website on Monday, 17th November 2003, just about a year and a few months ago. It goes on to say, Mr. Sharon has moved from the planning stages as stated in November 2003, to the execution of the plan, which has been in development since the days of Herzl, the founder of the Zionist movement. And I'm looking on their website here, and it says Ben-Gurion is considered one of the three founding figures of Zionism, besides Chaim, I would say Chaim, but it's probably Chaim Weizmann and Herzl. 1938, I guess, is December 7th, when David Ben-Gurion said, if I knew it was possible to save all Jewish children from Germany by their transfer to England, and only half of them by transferring them to Israel, I would choose the latter, because we're faced not only with the accounting of these Jewish children, but also with the historical accounting of the Jewish people. And this is from a book called Righteous Victims, page 162, a quote by David Ben-Gurion. So I go back now to this article sent to us by our brother Levy, a Jewish officer here. He says, Mr. Sharon has moved from the planning stages that started in November 2003 to the execution of the plan, which has been in development since the days of Herzl, the founder of the Zionist movement, who stated in his diary, and I quote, it is essential that the suffering of Jews become worse. Wow. He goes on to say, this will assist in realizing our plans. I have an excellent idea, he said. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends. From his diary, part 1, page 16, of Mr. Sharon. Very, very interesting, folks. And the article goes on. And once again, let me say again, this isn't me writing this or saying this. I'm reading from a message in the Jews Against Zionism, a message from the Real Torah Jews is what it says here. It says, we call upon the world again to understand that the state of Israel does not represent the Jewish faith and traditions of that Zionists are the greatest enemies of the Jewish people. We appeal to people of goodwill in the media itself to open their minds and hearts that we will, of what we're proclaiming about the true truth of Judaism, which has been distorted by the Zionists. The promises of the Torah are always to be realized. In other words, the promises of the Bible, the first five books of the Bible, are always to be realized, he's saying. This verse from the Torah demonstrates that those who are his enemies will pay a price when the kingdom of God will prevail. Of course, Jews don't use the word God. I just added that. It's G-D. They don't say the word God. And he's saying here in this passage, the verse from the Torah, the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32:43, it says, praise his people, O nations, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will render vengeance against his adversaries and make expatriation for his land and his people. So, anyway, it is a time, folks, because the world is being controlled today by these international crime families of Britain, who control the government of Britain, America, and Israel today. And so we've got to study, we've got to learn all sides of these issues so that we have an idea of what is truly going on and why the American soldier and also many police officers who are in the reserves and in the National Guard are being whisked off to lands across this earth to fight for as mercenaries in these wars that have absolutely nothing to do with America's freedom, America's safety, and they're serving as mercenaries in these armies today. Very, very sad, because I once again today I'm holding in my hand a whole bunch of pictures here, folks, that I can't tell you how upset it makes me that I have more pictures here of our brothers and sisters who have been blown up by bombs over there. They've lost their limbs. They've lost their eyes. Very handsome young man on the face of our new Veterans of Foreign Wars magazine. Maybe you have a copy of that. His leg is missing. You can tell he's a handsome man. He's got scars all over his face. Looks like about 19 or 20. And his arm is in a sling. And it is absolutely just breaks your heart to think of all the death and destruction going on over there. And more to come. It's only the beginning of sorrows. Because we're going into Iran next. The war drums are being built. You can hear the same things being said about Iran they said about Iraq. And Syria, we found two reports today against Syria. So it looks like we're going to Iran and then Syria, and maybe at the same time attacking both those nations, taking them over for these international crime families. And that brings us to the draft, doesn't it? The draft is coming. $28 million has been added to the 2004 Selective Service System budget. It's already been spent to prepare the military draft that could start, folks, as early as June 15, 2005. The SSS must report to Bush, Selective Service System, that is SSS. Sounds like the Nazi system, which basically it is the same system, believe it or not. It says here the SSS budget to prepare for the military draft that could start as early as June 15, 2005 must report to Bush on March 31, 2005 that the system, which has lain dormant for decades now, is ready for activation. And if you want to read more about that, how they're activating the SSS system, Selective Service System, you can go to www.sss.gov/plan-FY, that's P-L-A-N-F-Y, 2004. And you will see on there the annual performance plan. And let's go to somebody on the line right now, and then I'll come back to the draft in just a minute here. Who's on the line? Skip in California. Skip, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thanks, Jack. This is an interesting show you've got. My question is, you know, the Talmud is what I have a problem with it's not Zionism so much as the Talmud. The Talmud tells the people who read it, that the Jewish people, you know, that they're... It's okay to kill and steal and lie to, and encourage that kind of behavior to non-Jews. And, hello?
Yes.
The Jews that are against Zionism they don't renounce the Talmud. And so the Talmud is a real problem. If you look at what messes up the relations with Jewish people is that they believe that it's okay to lie and steal. And I've experienced this myself in business here in California, that when you're doing business with a Jewish person, do not trust them. It's not just a Zionist. They have a book that tells them it's okay to lie and steal and even kill non-Jews. It's called the Talmud. I just wanted to contribute that.
Well, I wish I could say, Skip, that you were wrong, but our police and military association here, we have a lot of wonderful Jewish people, as you can imagine, in law enforcement and the military. They're pro-America and love God. And they brought this same material to us and say the same thing. And it's not been any more than, a week ago that I read quotes from Professor Israel Shehock's book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, and then Facts Are Facts with Dr. Benjamin, what's his name? Benjamin Friedman, about just what you said.
Right.
And it is very sad, and you're correct, but we have a lot of wonderful Jewish people that do not obey those things. And so I don't know what to tell you, but I appreciate you calling in, Skip.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jack.
Okay. Take care now.
You
Bye-bye.
Too.
Yes. Okay, folks, the music's coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. The phone lines are open.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and you know, it's our duty here at our Police and Military Association to study all things and to understand as much as we can, because so many of the things we talk about on this program and on Republic Broadcasting Network has something to do with all of our lives and our futures and the future of our posterity. And if we don't understand who is playing these games and who's a part of this international movement into this Antichrist world government system, we cannot form good opinions if we lack information. And our police and military association believes in investigation and knowledge, and that's why we have so many good Jewish, and we have some Muslim, and we have, we have Baha'is and Buddhists, that officers and soldiers that try to inform us on all these things that have something to do with all of our futures and all of our lives. We have people from all faiths that are police officers and soldiers, and all races. And it's amazing when you don't listen to those telling us that we should hate each other, how well we get along. A good example is the police and military with people of all races and all religions, and how well we get along as long as we don't listen to those that are telling us we should hate each other. So let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Oh, good afternoon. Good evening, I should say.
Thank you.
I'm actually a first-time caller, and I've listened to your program a few times, and I like your program. And the reason I'm calling is on your previous caller, when he was mentioning about the Talmud,
yes.
What part of the Talmud was he speaking of about that teaches those of the Jewish faith to lie or cheat or murder or whatever?
You know,
I just don't know.
I'm not an expert on the Talmud, but our Jewish friends here brought us in books. I'm looking at three of them right here now. And one of my favorites is Professor Israel Shuhak's book. And he hits that pretty hard in his book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, on that he's against things that are immoral, that Jews are told to do that he feels is immoral in the Talmud. And he's got list after list after list in here. And I've got my book all marked up here with notes and everything in it. But also a good one is quite an old book. It comes from a lawyer, one of the top lawyers in New York City, Benjamin Friedman. And it's dated 1954, October 10th, 1954, called Facts Are Facts. And here he has lists and lists and lists of all the books in the Talmud and tells about them saying, I read these the other day, some of these, about death and killing. Jews must always try to deceive Christians. That's Zohar 1, 160a. Another one, unless belief in Torah do not prevent his death. I don't know what that would mean. Do not save Christians that are in danger. Apostates shall be thrown into a well and not rescued. Kill renegades who turn to Christian rituals. Kill, 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 kill. And he just listed all these. And this is a Jewish lawyer. And so I've not read the Talmud, but these experts here say they have.
Yeah.
And so
I guess the only thing I would take issue is that I just don't believe, though, that if you're of the Jewish faith, that you're much more likely to cheat or steal than if you're... Hindu or Christian or whatever.
You know, Terry, you're absolutely right. We have so many good Jewish police and soldiers. You're absolutely right. We've got to get out of here, Terry. God bless you. Have a good night. Everybody, talk to you tomorrow.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.